And today we're going to have a look at a little story about Padre Pio, and it's called The Trick. And this was how to get a relic of Padre Pio. So please do stay tuned for this. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we bring you a series of short stories on the absolutely incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, and he was a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and to see what his intercession can do for you. And just a quick reminder, do have a look at our Lenten selection of videos on Padre Pio. They're different videos every week. And to see these Lenten selections, just go to the video description below, in the text below, click on the link to our latest selection of videos. And we encourage you to take part in our Padre Pio apostolate. You can do so by liking the videos, share the video with your friends and colleagues as well. Before we do our story, we have to look at what is a relic. Because the enemies of the Catholic Church will allege, relics are superstitious items and completely banned. But what is the real meaning and the origins of the term relic? And in fact, it goes way back to apostolic times. And we can see in the Acts of the Apostles the following phrase: and God wrought by the hand of Paul, that is the Apostle Paul, more than common miracles, so that even there were brought from his body, from Paul, to the sick, handkerchiefs and aprons, and the diseases departed, and the wicked spirits went out of them. So that's the idea of a relic, some little religious item, holy item that has touched a holy person. And it imparts some sort of a blessing wherever it's taken. And that is, as we said, from the apostolic times, and the power of Christ or blessing of Christ is carried somehow in this relic. But in fact, we can go back even further to the concept of the Ark of the Covenant. So that's of Jewish origins, ancient Jewish origins, but it's kind of conveying the same idea of a relic as well. And that, of course, God himself told the Jews to have this Ark of the Covenant. But naturally, one would want to also be very careful about a relic, that one doesn't somehow give it a superstitious connotation. And we have to remember here, the important thing is the fruits and the amendment of life. That's what we really want to see. Now, this is the story with Padre Pio, how to get a relic of Padre Pio. People realized that every day, Padre Pio at 10 a.m. in the morning, he would now take a break from hearing confessions. And he would head up to his little room, to his cell. But they knew that he had to pass along certain corridors to get there. So people would line these corridors and they'd wait for Padre Pio. And then there would be an opportunity, perhaps they had a prayer request for Padre Pio. So they could give a letter to Padre Pio, this is my prayer request. And people also now took advantage, they would offer Padre Pio something. Perhaps they'd give him a little bit of money for his apostolate, who knows. But there was a sweet that time, a candy, called Confetti Flor Menta. And people realized now Padre Pio actually likes these confetti flor mentas. So they would offer him one of these as well. Something nice to eat. But the trick was to open this box, this confetti flor menta box, in such a way that it would be difficult to get one of the sweets from inside. And then they would give it to Padre Pio. And when Padre Pio accepted this, he had to struggle a little bit with the box. And it would certainly touch his hands, his stigmatized hands. And after this, the box was now considered to be a relic. So it would become, for them, a kind of a precious item, an item of precious memory. That was the trick. They were resourceful. The Italians then were resourceful in order to find ways to get a relic of Padre Pio. Next time on this channel, we're going to be having a look at another fantastic video of Padre Pio. So please do join us next time. Our videos come out every Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. And we do encourage you to enroll your Mass prayer intentions during this time of Lent. We have a Mass every Friday dedicated to Padre Pio. If you enroll your intentions, we will bring them to this Mass. You can see the video on the end screen on how to enroll your intentions.